Call this meeting to order. It's the Oceana Community Services District. Tonight is Wednesday, June 26, 2013. There are two meetings. One is running, or each are running concurrent with the other. The first is a special meeting taking place regarding filling the seat of Director Hurdle, who recently resigned on Friday. And the other meeting is our regularly scheduled meeting. Carol Ann, can I get a roll call?
President Guerrero?
Present.
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director White?
Here.
All right. We do have a quorum present this evening, Director Lucy not being present. Moving on to item number three is the flag salute. At this time, I will take public comment regarding the special meeting. This is the business item is discussion regarding filling the vacancy created by the resignation of Director Hurdle, review and potential approval of resolution number 2013-11. Good evening, Ms. Tacker.
Good evening. I am Julie Tacker, and I first was curious if, and I thought I would have seen on this agenda, an exception of the resignation and a copy of the letter for the public so that there's a formal action accepting the resignation of an elected official. Then, with regard to the item that is on the agenda, you have a different resolution number on the agenda than you do on the resolution. And just as a recommendation in the future, don't number your resolutions until they're passed, so that if they somehow fall out of sequence, you add them in sequential order, because it seems to be a problem. So on to my comments. I'd like to see the notice that goes out for recruitment of a new director to also be in Spanish. I know the district has done that in the past, so you might have something you can brush off. A press release to accompany it so that all the press is notified as well, and people might find it on the internet easily. When I go through your Exhibit A and B, the term that Ms. Hurdle left was a four-year term, and just B says the...
It was verified with Ms. Rodewald that it was a two-year term, so maybe there's a discrepancy there, but... she was called. And,
okay, I'm glad
confirmed.
That was checked, because my mistake. On to the Exhibit B, with the B and C. You both times you asked for a resume, and I don't know that that's necessary. Elected officials are elected on their character, on their. Not really on their qualifications. It's their interest. And now you can require that, but a resume is a little more than maybe is necessary. If you just ask for a statement of interest, I think that would be adequate. And I just don't want it to be so onerous that it deters people from participating.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is there any other public comment this evening on the special meeting, which is the regarding filling the seat? All right, seeing none, I'll close public comment. At this time, we'll move on to item number four, which is the business item A, the resolution, which I think is, again, misnumbered. I thought we were about 2015, but I didn't go back and double-check that. Yeah, we can clarify that prior to doing that. I'll open up the board discussion.
11.
I think the recommend... It is 11? Okay. I think the recommend... So this needs to be changed on this. I think the recommendation is that we do an appointment. We do have a couple of options. One is to have an election. One is to leave the seat open. And then, of course, one would be to do an appointment.
Well, I'm in support of an appointment because, yes, we do.
Okay. Lori, I'm
great.
Okay, I think we're all in agreement. Regarding the resolution, does anybody have any changes to the resolution or the exhibits that are attached? That are recommended and attached. That's Exhibit A, B, and C. Chase, you feel free to jump in here if you want to.
One typo there.
In the now, therefore, be it resolved, D determine and order Board of Directors of the OCONO.
This specifies a time frame that the letters of interest or applications would be due by July 12th. That's a Friday. We have a meeting on that Wednesday, the 10th. Given the circumstances, it also says we would make an appointment during the week of July 15th. Perhaps, does the board want to just call a special meeting on the 13th? To do an appointment on the week of July 15th, we would have to do a special meeting. Or should we wait until July 24th?
Be aware that there's a time limit. And you have to you can't do it any sooner than 15 days after you've posted.
Okay.
So that's why it was timed the way it is. So if it's, in other words, if you post it tomorrow.
The regular meeting would be 14 days.
You post it tomorrow.
If we post it tomorrow, then that would be the 12th, right? Depends on where you count the first day. It's always a civil procedure question, right?
Exactly.
It might be good for a special meeting because I would hope that we'd have five or six applicants that we would need to talk to or interview.
Sure.
And it could be a couple hours. Give them plenty of time.
Anybody have any? Well, we either have to, and I would propose scheduling a special meeting at this time for the 13th or the week of the 15th. Keeping in mind that there's a sanitation district meeting on the 17th and
it's on the 19th.
The 19th is Friday there. I think there's a fire.
Wait a minute.
It's the bottom calendar. You're looking at the wrong calendar.
Oh, we're in June.
Yeah, we're in June.
Yeah, but we're almost. Oh, okay.
No, in July.
So in July, that's what I was looking at.
It
was July
12th.
It's Wednesday.
12th is a Friday.
And the 17th, we couldn't hold it on the 17th?
We could hold
unusual.
It on the 17th, but there's a sanitation district meeting that night, so it would be a timing issue.
Okay.
And I have a feeling I'm in trial that week, so I hate to schedule something. I didn't bring my calendar.
Will the time between the 12th and... Did you say...
So it would have to be in the... I don't think I could guarantee I'd be there unless it was in the evening.
When are you looking for? The 13th?
I'm recommending the 13th. It's a Saturday. We've done that before.
Would be a good time for people who want to be on the board to be here.
And if we have working individuals who apply, then...
Doesn't give us much time, but...
No.
But we're not going to make a decision until we interview them anyway.
Well, we could ask Gary to forward us those people who have applied on the 12th. So we'll change that verbiage on Exhibit B, I think it is, to say July 13th at 9 a.m. Does anybody have any concerns with Exhibit C, which is kind of the written application questionnaire that talks about community contacts and involvement in the community?
No, I think it's fine. No problem.
And I actually do like the idea of also posting it in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it requires to get it interpreted tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know an interpreter?
No. Well, I know some. It's a pretty short notice, though. I mean, there might be some folks that are bilingual that wouldn't mind
putting this into Spanish.
Please.
Sorry,
I'm
Julie.
Sure you have one on file.
I think we do. We haven't used one since I've been here, but there's probably somebody on file. I'm sure we can get this done. So, Carol Ann, you're busy tomorrow. unless there's a vote not to interpret it into Spanish.
No, that's fine. It should be, probably.
You ready for a motion?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I move we approve resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceana Community Services District number 2013-11.
If you could look into whether or not we need to accept the resignation and that changes any of the timelines, that'll be
Okay.
Or we could just do it right now, right?
To my knowledge, I'm not aware of any requirement to accept a resignation. She tendered her resignation, and we received notice of it on the 21st.
I'm not sure we can say no.
We're going to put this in Spanish, too.
Yeah, we'll have it translated into Spanish. Caroline's going to work on that. If you could post it at the same time in Spanish, that'd be great. Moving on to the regular agenda. Item number 4 is the agenda review. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda this evening? No. There's three business items: adopting the budget, termination of the appropriation limitation, and review and discuss the DPSI contract for engineering services. So, hearing no motion to amend the agenda.
Nope.
All right. Is there a motion to approve?
So approve.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Moving on to item number 5, I just want to say a couple of comments before public comment this evening. We have been going through our budget unlike we've ever gone through it since I've been here in the 2.5 years. We've been going through it and thinking about cost-cutting ways of doing things. Here comes AGP. The reason I bring that up is I looked at the AGP contract, and what we pay for is, I think it's 500. Okay, they support us. Sometimes our closed session agenda items, as everybody here knows, go 1, 2, and 3 hours sometimes. And to pay an organization to sit here for 3 hours, my proposal for the announcements out of closed session will be as I looked at it very briefly, and we don't seem to have a resolution on this, so I think we can just do a policy change, a practice change this quick, would be to have the secretary of the meeting take the announcement out of closed session. We can post it to the website and in the window immediately. At the next regularly agendized meeting, we can announce it at the front end. This came up, I'd like to take credit for it, but this is the way Grover Beach and Roy Grandy already do it. So I think it's a way to save us money and not have AGP go into overtime. So anyway, that's a thought that I had. And then if anybody wants to comment on that, I would welcome comments. And then the second item is Chase. Chase is leaving us. So he's taken another job elsewhere. And so I've had some not extended at all, very brief discussions with Hall, Hyatt & Connolly, which is the firm that he is with. And for the government entity side of this, I don't think at this time are going to be able to continue to service us, so we're probably going to have to look at putting out an RFP. So Chase is going off to greener pastures.
Does that mean you're too old or what? Greener pastures?
So anyway, we're excited for Chase, actually. That's something.
I miss you.
I can't remember what it is. So go ahead, Lori.
How soon are you going to be gone?
Talk to the microphone.
Approximately. How much time do we have to get somebody else in here? I guess that's a bigger question.
Well, I'm going to help try to facilitate that.
Okay.
But I'm going to be around for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
So we're going to put this on. Chase's last day is July 12th, so he will not be here on the 13th.
That's my grandson's birthday.
We'll put this on the agenda for an RFP, and Chase and I will work up an RFP with Gary to figure out, try to get something going.
Okay.
So things are busy. All right. Item number 5, public comment. Ms. Tacker.
Well, I will wish you luck, Mr. Martin.
I can't quite hear you in the microphone there.
Sorry.
Thanks, Julie.
Julie Tacker, I wish you well in your travels. And actually, in public comment, I was going to talk about your bills. And I still want to bring this up.
Please.
It's awkward because it involves some kind of investigation of me and my significant other, Jeff Edwards. The press picked that up, and Ms. Lucy was quoted saying that the general manager did a lot of things that your board didn't maybe authorize or know about. Also, some things that your board didn't authorize or know about came out at your last meeting when you had the discussion about the Watkins contract. You have been in your warrants, and you didn't ask questions. Ultimately, the responsibility lies with each of you. So that's what I wanted to point out, as I stood at this podium and asked, who is Watkins? What are they doing? And we didn't get that answer. And then you find that you're surprised by her work for the district. So I was reading the warrants, and that's how I found that Ms. Watkins was working for the district. I didn't know what she was doing. Something else Ms. Lucy said at the last televised meeting was that you were talking about the budget adjustment, the very large budget adjustment. And she said, from this day forward, I'm paraphrasing, there will be no penny wasted at the Oceano Community Services District. When a statement like that admits that pennies have been wasted, and I hold her responsible for letting that happen. And later tonight, you will be talking about your budget. You already adopted it, so you're just formalizing that. But what the public didn't see was what Jeff and I did participate in, a couple of committee meetings, the Finance Committee, the Sewer and Water Utility Committee, and that budget hearing on a Saturday morning, where Jocelyn Hodson really explained to your to yourselves that your water district is $900,000 in debt.
First and most importantly, President Guerrero, Vice President Lucy, and Board of Directors, thank you for your support and opportunity that you've given to OCFM. We are very grateful that you postponed your decision on repealing the resolution of 2012-15, which was what started the farmers market. And that gave us a chance to kind of look at where we wanted to go and give us an opportunity to make a decision based on our own information. And so in this letter, I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Jocelyn Hodson and Ms. Carolyn Pardo. Your help was timely and crucial to the path that we've traveled since October. And also to Ms. Velma Hurdle. We owe so much to her inspiration and persistence, and I'd like to thank her for that. Because as of our meeting last week, we voted to become an independent organization. And with that vote, we're asking that the board repeal Resolution 2012-15. And as a group, we're still committed to bringing a market to Oceano. And I know that the board of directors has support behind us for that. And we appreciate this move to help us be independent. And I wanted to let the public know that our next meeting is actually this Friday. And it's at 6:30 at Sylvester's on Highway 1. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lewis. Thank you for everything that all of you have done and the energy you brought to the community. And Director Hurdle, we're going to miss her sitting here with us. And
you're welcome.
That's for sure. Thank you. And we'll add this to the agenda. We'll attach this, not add it to the, we'll add it to next meeting's regular agenda, and we'll attach this as correspondence received. Thank you.
One of those meetings I was only at for half, so I don't know if we want to split up the votes.
Okay. Which meeting are you? It was the regular
meeting. May 22nd.
May 22nd?
Okay.
Well, we don't have a quorum. We'd have to pull the May 22nd meetings off, then, because we wouldn't have a quorum to approve them, because there would only be two of us that were there.
I was here for 2 hours.
Let's go ahead and pull that off. We'll put it on the next agenda since we don't have a quorum on it.
Okay.
So then we have items 2, 3, and 4, which are the 2 June 12th, the regular and the special, and the June 15th special meeting.
Okay. You got any issues with it, or? No.
Karen, any comment?
I was just checking. Yes, I'll make a motion. I was just checking my notes from when I went through the agenda at home. I will approve the consent, make a motion that we approve the consent agenda with the exception of the May 22nd, 2013 regular meeting.
There's motions. Our second?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Moving on to item number 8.
Thank you. I'll get used to these, Mike. I have instructed your staff to increase the replacement of old water meters, and they've been spending quite a bit of time doing that. Since the last report, they've replaced 33 meters. During the last year, they replaced 302. Which I think is pretty critical based on the data that I've seen. We had a lot of really slow meters, and consequently the revenue that was coming into the district as a result of water use was not good. So they've been doing that. They've been spending a lot of time with me bringing up speed on various pieces of equipment in the system. We've looked at this generator that you have down here, well number 8, in great detail, and we're trying to bring together some sort of a reasonably priced solution that will bring well number 8 to the status where it has emergency standby power. Now, as you know, on Sunday night, we had a pretty good sized power outage on the Central Coast, and during that evening, the pressure in the system dropped below 20 pounds per square inch. Which is the required minimum by the Department of Public Health. So the staff worked with the Department of Public Health, flushed all the lines, made sure the chlorine residual stayed up, which it did all that time. So there are no violations there. But we received some correspondence from the Department of Public Health asking us to please make sure to do something about that standby generator, whether it's a purchase or a rental or something like that. So we're pursuing that with some vigor, and you'll be at. In addition, I'm a little bit concerned about the action that the board took to remove the new vehicle for towing the new Vector unit that you've got coming in the sewer jetter. Not so concerned that I want you to change the budget. But this is, in addition, a heads up. I've been running numbers myself. I'm not a mechanic, but I've been running numbers myself. It's very marginal whether or not the two vehicles that you own can be modified to the point that they will legally tow this vehicle. And I think that the board, I know the board, and I know the staff had received some misinformation about the towing weight of that unit, which was just clarified via email, I think it was yesterday. It's almost 13,000 pounds, so we're reviewing what the gross vehicle weight requirements are, the ratings are, and I want to make sure that whatever we put on the road is legal. So please consider this a heads up. That may be something else that you're going to have to consider down the road.
It's not a bumper hitch on that, is it?
Pardon me?
What type of receiver? Is it a Class 3 or is it a...
I don't know, but I know one of the trucks is rated at 10,000. The hitch is rated at 10,000 pounds, and the other truck, the hitch is rated at 5,000 pounds. Hitches are not that big a deal.
Right.
It's a question of whether or not we will meet the gross combined vehicle weight on the road. I know that neither of the vehicles will do it as they are. So the question becomes, can we fix it? Can we modify the vehicle so they can?
And is the 13,000 pound a loaded weight or is that an empty weight?
That's loaded.
That's
the water, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. So you end up with a vehicle that's over 19,000 pounds.
You'll end up with a trailer that's over 19,000 pounds.
Yes, sir.
Right. And I'm concerned about the brakes not stopping at suspension bottoming out.
Yeah, and all that, the National Highway Safety Administration, they take all of that into consideration when they rate a vehicle. Mm-hmm. The vehicle's rated on its ability to be on the road with a certain tow weight behind it.
Right. I think we got the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's close. It's not, yeah.
All right, well, thanks. We'll look for your direction on that. Please.
Thank you.
Please continue.
That's good.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm reading Aaron Hughes's report on written on June 21st about work for the last month or something. It's a staff report. And he says he's scheduling a water service main shutdown for the 1400 block of 15th Street on June 29th. That's a Saturday. I think it's a Saturday.
It is.
Yeah. You know, was wondering if that was a necessary thing to do on a Saturday, if that would be overtime. And well, maybe possible that they have to do it on a Saturday because of businesses. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'll have to check on that. I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that. It may be a typo.
Okay. You know, I mean, I'm not objecting to the repairs, but if they could be done on a work day.
Yeah, not on overtime.
Yeah.
Understood.
Or if that Saturday is overtime, they may have readjusted their schedules.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I also was wondering about, there's a listing here of one injury.
Oh, I was.
I'll start with number one. Director Angelo?
I have none at this time.
All right, I'll go next. Well, actually, let me back up. Number two was Director Hurdle. She did attend the Five Cities Fire Authority meeting last Friday, and that's where she announced her resignation there. I spoke with Chief Hubert this afternoon, and as you may recall, Director White is our alternate, so I'm going to ask her to go ahead and stand in place there. And Director White and I are going to meet with Chief Hubert later on in the week so he can get her up to speed on the challenges and ups and downs of the fire department. As to myself, I attended the Sanitation District plant meeting last week. That was the 19th. The budget was again discussed. There are parts of it, aspects of it. Now, remember that I think since 2004, there's not been a balanced budget at the sanitation plant. They've been spending about $1 million a year, more than they're taking in, anywhere $700,000 to $1 million a year. The reserves were greatly dwindling. The plant was arguably not being maintained in a way that it should have been maintained, and these are things that are being addressed by the new, although interim, management and consultant team, the Sweeneys. The plant is running, before I get to how the plant's running, the budget was about $400,000 off in order to be balanced this time. I went and met with at the direction of the rest of the board, I went and met with the staff, Shannon Sweeney and Matt Haber. We were able to identify the amounts that could be cut out of the budget to balance it. So, I think that's going on at the sanitation plant. There's two jobs that are available. I don't know when the hiring or the application procedure ends. One is an operator in training. So they'll be bringing up they'll be bringing in somebody to train as an operator and get licensed as an operator. We did modify the bylaws so that now instead of being a six-month probation period, it's a one-year probation period, and the reason that was because it takes a year to get certified as a sewer one level plant operator. The second job is for a tester. If you recall, if you've been following the spill, there used to be a lab tech who did all the in-house testing. They're bringing that back in-house. So there's two jobs that are available, and I've let a couple of people that are local Oceana people know to go ahead and apply. I'm not handling the application process, obviously, but they've been receiving applications far and wide. So that's my report, and we look forward to seeing you all next Wednesday, and hopefully we can pass a budget that's balanced. Director White?
I didn't have any special meetings.
All right, we'll move on to item number 9. This is public comment regarding the business items. Is there any public comment this evening? I see Julie Tacker coming forward. Good evening again, Ms. Tacker.
Good evening. Interesting your report on the South County Sanitation District, and I'd be curious if you can also elaborate on the report out of closed session. I was surprised at the second citizen lawsuit. I think that's the first time it's shown up on your closed session, and went down to the courthouse and read it, and it mirrors almost identically the I'm still of the opinion that Mr. Grosshart, the engineer who will be representing the district, has a revolving door conflict a month ago when this was discussed, President Guerrero said that engineers leave their firms all the time. The revolving door conflict is recognized so that the engineers that leave their firms all the time don't steal their clients. So, and that's what I, while Wallace did resign, the conflict is the same. But when you get within the contract, and what was presented to you a month ago and what is again presented to you tonight, recital number 9 goes into the conflicts that he does disclose, and those are all Mr. Wallace's conflicts. Those are not Mr. Grosshart's conflicts. Those are not DPSI's conflicts. And I went to the DPSI website to see who their conflicts might be and who their client list is. And I printed the page off the DPSI website, and nearly all of them are oil-related firms and agencies. That is their primary focus. They do not do water systems. They do not do wastewater systems. They specialize in oil. But the client that I found most interesting was you as one of their clients. And until you sign a contract, you are not their client. But that would go for Hall, Hyatt, and Conley, too, and I know you know what that means. But you're leaving, so good luck with that. But I think the DPSI contract is problematic.
This evening, Mr. Edwards. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. I want to speak briefly this evening to your cash disbursement 7B. And you'll note that Henry Weinstock and his law firm, the Nossaman firm, is on the cash disbursements again. I think they're about $2,700. We also have Water Systems Consulting, Inc. on the cash disbursements again for a little under $1,000. My question, and I posed it last time, what is the end game for this process? What is it, how does it relate to Oceano? And what are the benefits for Oceano? You heard at the GEI presentation that they have a deep percolation study planned, and they want to use computer models for the groundwater basin. And that's all great, but you're the only NCA member that really isn't using your full complement of groundwater. And I think that's really at the center of the question. Maybe this is an opportunity for the other NCA members, Pismo, Grover, and Rio Grande, to start paying you not to pump groundwater. Maybe what they can do is cover your portion, your percentage, of the GEI, Henry Weinstock bill, the other NCMA-related costs. So that's something I would suggest that you pursue with the NCMA group. Because clearly, a longer-term policy would be for them to actually pay you not to pump portions of your groundwater in time.
In recent memory, we had a special meeting on it. It's been in front of the board, and we also had a finance committee and a water and sewer committee meeting that addressed budgetary issues. At the Saturday meeting that we had two Saturdays ago, we did, I think, adopt it, and so I think we need to do the resolution tonight, correct?
Yep.
Am I correct procedurally? Okay. So is there any further discussion, or is there a motion on this?
Wish there was more money.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget is, it doesn't matter how much you make, it's always about $5,000 short, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead?
I'll stumble through it, I think. This is not my forte, obviously. Oh. Make a motion we approve resolution 2013-10 adopting the budget for the balanced budget for the 2013-2014 fiscal year.
I'll second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Carol Ann, will you do a roll call vote, please?
Director White?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. All right. Item carries 3-0. And I'd like to thank staff. Especially, I'd like to identify Jocelyn Hodson for her hard work on making this budget happen. She got beat up a few times, but just because it's painful doesn't mean it's not correct.
We got the other one.
What's that?
The second resolution.
Yeah, we have a second resolution. Moving on to item number 10B, resolution 2013-08, determination of the appropriation limitation for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Gary, do you want to do any report on this or anything you'd like to say on this?
Well, yeah, you're legally required to post your GAN limitation every time you pass a budget, and this is pro forma. And it's different from the one that you saw the first time the budget was presented because the changes that you made.
The 2013-14 fiscal year.
I second the motion.
Carol Ann, you do a roll call vote, please.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Moving on to item number 10C, review and discuss Diversified Project Services International Contract for Engineering Services. That's also known as DPSI. I'll turn this over to Chase since I think we left this with you last time.
Yeah. Correct. I have in my hand the contract that was put up on the website and in the agenda packet is the old contract. But Mr. Grosshart and I have engaged with one another and have come up with a new version of it. I only just got it today, though, and this is the only version that I have. I'd like to make copies of it, put it out on the table for the public to look at, and distribute it to the board.
And then we'll take it up the next meeting?
Yeah. Correct. And then, you know, some of those areas of concern that were brought up at the last meeting have been addressed in this. And there still might be some work that needs to be done, but it's a much bigger step in the right direction.
Okay. So. All right, that's fine. I haven't seen it yet, obviously.
No one has seen it except for me. This is the only new version of it. I have to just make copies of it and distribute it.
All right. So. We'll receive that. We'll attach it to the board packet and put it on for when's our next meeting? Is it July 10th?
Yeah.
July 10th.
Yeah.
Okay. 10th, 13th, 24th.
Or the 13th, we're going to have a special meeting on the 13th, too.
Yeah, but we don't need to do the contract on the 13th.
No, let's just do the one.
And then we'll have a new board member that can help us.
Good.
Put a fresh set of eyes on it. Hopefully we'll have a new board member at that point. Why don't we move on to item number 11, the Will Serve July meeting.
I was just going to approve. I mean, it's kind of a routine thing to do.
Yeah, it's the extension. But are we time sensitive on that, on this extension?
Probably are. I mean, I'm not familiar with all of these, but the reason they're here for an extension is because they're expiring. Let me look at something. Just a second.
Sure. Carol Ann, do you know if we're time sensitive on these will serve extensions?
Celia knows.
Celia? Are we time sensitive on these will serve extensions? Okay, she says they expire. Celia says they expire in the middle of July, but the middle could be the 10th, which is our next meeting.
Well, this one to Cheryl Flores says it expires on June the 26th. No, 2014, next year.
Oh, 2014. Yeah, it does say June 26th, 2014.
No, I was thinking that too.
That's
still
if they adopted today.
Oh. Okay.
How would we find out, Carol Ann? Are you able to go back in the back and look that up? While we have our closed session, are you able to look that up? Do you know? Okay. Why don't we trail this and we'll find out. We'll have Carol Ann look it up during the closed session and let us know what the will serve extension dates are in case it's imminent. Why don't we move item number 12, which is the closed session items, to the bottom of the calendar?
Okay.
Like we discussed.
We had.
I've got the laundromat within 500 feet.
I
have to recuse myself from that discussion.
Okay.
If you could look that up again, Carol Ann. Unfortunately, we might not be able to take anything up until the 13th. This may have to go on the session on the 13th, so when we have a new board member.
I mean, that's correct, whether they expire or tomorrow or next month, there's nothing you can do tonight.
Right, we're stuck. Right. We don't have a quorum.
Well, we would have, except for the hotel where Mary was staying. decided not to allow it because they had people calling them and questioning them about the legality of it, so they refused to do it. So that's why she isn't on the phone.
Let's go to item number 13. We're putting item 12, which is a closed session, at the foot of the calendar here. We'll go on to item number 13. Board member comments this evening? Any other? Director Angela, anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Director White?
Well, the only thing is I feel that we should somehow make haste to get Well 8 up and completely operated, especially in times of disaster. We could have had a problem with water service.
I agree.
That's the first thing I thought of when the power went out. I went, oh, no.
The generator didn't start. Well 8 is what keeps our system pressurized and keeps water flowing through the system. It was not pressurized. I understand. I'm talking to Director White.
Lopez went down, too.
Lopez went down also.
It was from Cambria to San Ynez.
Well, no, but I mean Lopez is...
Well, I think you... did we receive something from the union?
I do have letters that came in earlier this evening from the union, yes.
Okay. That would be very late received.
Pardon me?
That would be very late
yes,
received
it was.
Communication. Okay.
I think you
keep talking to the mic, Chase.
One late communication yesterday, not written. The former general manager contacted me and alerted me to the fact that when the generator went down, his number was still the emergency contact. So that's something that needs to be changed.
Okay. So perhaps we can direct staff to get that emergency contact number changed tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then there's a late received written communication from Jeff Lee, County of Slo Public Works Utility Division. Which I believe is regarding the drainage, right? Yes, it's in the board packet. Item number 16, future agenda items. Does the rest of the board want to have any discussion about having AGP trying to stick within the 3 hours that we're paying for, or should we?
No, I think that'd be great if we can do that. That'd be
just go ahead and implement
no
the change.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to, unless we have a huge, huge
right.
packet. But yeah, well, I think that would be good.
Can we start by having at least a target to when we can end the meeting?
Well, right now
other agencies stop at 3 hours or 3.5 hours.
Right now we pay for 3 hours. The $585 that we pay per minute.
Yeah, but I don't know if it has to be written.
Any other agenda items you can think of, Dr. White?
I didn't see on the agenda. The other company, the other water company.
WSC?
WSC, yeah.
Okay.
That's got to be added.
Why don't we add WSC, because we discussed them yesterday, Gary. Why don't we add WSC and see if there's any update on that particular item. At this point, I don't think we've signed a contract with them.
No.
And so they may be getting itchy, which is fine.
Yeah, I'm sure that's accurate.
And also, I realize it's not going to happen for a while because we're having a change in our legal services. But sometime we have to deal with the water, the determining more on the legality of the tax initiative that limited our sale of water.
Oh, yes.
I think that has to be, for the general public, for us, that has to be clarified. And it's going to have to be done sometime, and I would think the sooner the better.
Okay.
I think there's going to be some information next month on that coming through.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to item number 17, public comment. And is there any other public comment this evening? All right, why don't we adjourn into closed session? We have two items. Item 12A is comment 56.9, two potential cases. It is currently 7:26 p.m., and we will adjourn at this time. All right, we'll call this meeting back to order. It's the Oceano Community Services District. We've returned from closed session. It is 8:19 p.m. We do have one announcement out of closed session. An item that was considered was a potential litigation from Faith Watkins. As you recall, she was not paid in the last board agenda package. We have agreed to pay her the monies that she was owed for the work that she previously completed, subject to her giving us the product. And so that's the only announcement out of closed session. There is no other announcement out of closed session. Given that, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's 8:20 p.m. Have a good night.